when I was in high school, I had a chance to take, my parents let me take a couple of days off and head down to New York City to see Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys in 1966 with Richard Green, Pete Rowan, Lamar Greer, and son James Monroe. And before we went down there, I went down with a guitar player in a band I was playing with, and we went to the Folklore Center on 4th Street, and we're sitting there sort of jamming a little bit, and Bill was my big hero, and I'd written him a couple of letters. I think 95 Upland Road, as I remember it. Wow, I can't believe I remember that. But anyway, and he actually wrote me back, which was like beyond a thrill. It was like my holy grail, having this letter. So anyway, we're playing, and my back is to the door, and our guitar player's looking at the door, and his jaw drops, because in had walked Bill and Pete Rowan. He said, it's Bill Keith. And I nervously went over to Bill and said, I don't remember if you remember me. I was very shaken. And then he sat down with me for an hour and showed me all sorts of stuff. And he was hanging out with Pete Rowan and probably had much better things to do than that. But it just was like beyond belief that I would get to hang out with my hero for an hour when I was in high school. And then went to the Gaslight Cafe and saw Bill Monroe for two nights. And then snuck back into high school one afternoon before classes were over, as if I'd never been gone, and was telling my friends, you know, I just got to see Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys and Bill Keith. And they're going, well, yeah, the Beatles have a new single. But I will never forget that, Bill. It was just one of the thrills. There have been many thrills. And I started playing pedal steel guitar because of this guy also. You know, so, on and on. So you showed me a tune, or played it for me, and I transcribed it, called Naval Jelly some years ago. And you retitled it, but I can't remember what the new title was.
Not sure I remember either. But let's hear it.
It's another finger buster.
We gotta leave the stage for some real musicians. So appreciate you're all coming to hear us carry on up here. It sure was an honor.
There's more to come. There's more to come. There's more to come. We're not done yet. Yeah. So anyway, I'll play this, and then I'm going to go into a tune called Santa Claus, which you played with Bill Monroe,
yes,
which I believe is based on a very happy country song called I Don't Love Nobody, Nobody Loves Me. Let's see if I can get through these.